Up Entertainment Productions presents The Functional Stoner.
What's up, Internet? My name's Clone Jones.
I'm Benji, and...
I'm Big Frog.
My friend and co-host here, Mr. Clone Jones, is very knowledgeable in the... What's the correct wordage to say?
The cannabis arts.
Cannabis arts and creations, I'd like to say, right?
I'm pretty good at growing and smoking and all forms of trivia in between.
Well, yes, and that is the superpower he brings. I kind of just do all the tech stuff, as you guys can see, and I do it very well, apparently. Thank you, Internet. I'm also very late all the time, so expect that sometimes. And then to my left, we have my friend who's also a comedian. He covers sports and some music and some video reviews and whatnot, Mr. Big Frog. Big Frog, tell us about yourself.
I'm Big Frog. I'm from National City. I do comedy all around San Diego. Check me out on Twitter at BigFrog619, and I'll be doing the sports reports and other entertainment segments.
I like the version where we start off very plain because then everything goes better from here, right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not going to get any worse than this.
No. Worse means nothing happens, but actually it's the very last element was what we can get going, which is doing this. So, okay, we can get some Q&As, right, some Twitter interaction. That's kind of the idea, most of it, so we can get the feedback of the fans and what's really going on out there in a more local, more real level. You know, we don't want to over-inform you on stuff that doesn't matter to you. We just want to be able to keep you guys not just informed, but, you know, up to date with what's going on and what matters, right?
Yeah, and a little bit of entertainment, too.
Yeah, along with that, because then it kind of will just suck if we don't, you know? So we're all going to do our best to do all that. We have a couple of things that we're going to play for you guys. I have to do some media with it, and we're going to see if we can play that for you guys, at least drop it in. You know, a couple of things that we're going to go over on the show today, right? We're going to go over some news items. We're going to go that cover both local, maybe national, some health, some news. We're also going to go over some stoner sports, which, you know, is like, hey, you know, it's two things that kind of collide, but it's going to be more and more real. And we're going to talk about our musical feature, which is a local band, you know, also a functional stoner band. Our functional feature person, which is this week our first guest we got to interview.
Adela Falk. And if you guys don't know who Adela Falk is and you live in San Diego, you really need to start paying attention to what's happening outside of your house.
Not bad, right? What are some subjects we're going to cover in sports, Big Frog?
This week we're going to be covering the NFL and some statements that were made this week by some players, a coach, and the commissioner regarding the use of marijuana in the NFL.
Aside from that, we're going to give a couple of tips, and then, you know, we're going to let you guys know what's going on next week. Hopefully everything's up and running, and that's it. So let's start off, Mr. Clone Jones. First of all, with some news. What do you got for us?
So much happening in the country this week. One of the more interesting things that I thought it would be interesting to talk about hemp. A lot of people don't know that hemp and cannabis sativa are basically the same thing, except rope is not dope, and it's a very fibrous material, and it's coming back to Kentucky, where the most fertile soil in all of America, if not the world, for growing cannabis or hemp is in Kentucky. They passed a bill. They're going to be able to start legally test growing cannabis hemp. And
test growing? What do you mean by test growing?
Well, what they're going to do is it's an industrial crop, but they want to they're not just going to fully jump right back in and just be like, let's plant the whole, you know, state. They got to test out here, test out there, similar to like growing corn. And it's really exciting. I think it's a big move.
What? How could that affect us right here locally in San Diego? Like the economy, or do we have a lot of farmers over here that would be allowed to grow hemp? Do we now currently have any hemp growers currently around here?
Actually, in the California, Oregon, Montana, Colorado, North Dakota, West Virginia, Vermont, and Maine.
Damn, that's a lot of hemp, huh?
Yeah, And it's amazing. A lot of people are like, "Well, what are you going to do? You're just going to grow rope? You're going to make those really shitty purses you see those hippies wearing at like the fish show?" You can build a lot out of hemp. You can make textiles. You can make plastics. People are building in Scotland right now. They're building houses out of hemp. And the hempcrete lasts like hundreds of years.
What do you make, like bricks of hemp? Or
yeah, they press it together into giant blocks and they put them together like Legos.
Like particle board.
A lot better than particle board. I guarantee hempcrete would last a lot longer than your typical press board.
All right, what's another news item we got there, Mr. Clone Jones?
Actually, 10 senators, I do believe, late last week went and they went to Congress and they basically pled to Obama and to Congress, can we please reschedule marijuana? Because the way it's scheduled right now, it's Schedule 1. Which is actually their way of saying that marijuana is more dangerous than methamphetamines and heroin, which I don't know where you guys are from, but I grew up in East County, and pot is definitely not more dangerous than meth.
Is that what else we got, sir?
Really interesting applications to Colorado University have jumped up 33% since last year. It seems a lot of people are looking to, you know, get some higher education. This is another right along the same notes. People from Texas, number one in booking flights to Denver.
From Texas to Denver,
From Texas to Denver. Don't know why. Maybe they just want to get, you know, out and exercise, walk through the Rockies. And then Missouri is number two.
And now your No BSPN update with Big Frog.
In the NFL this week, there has been a lot of talk about marijuana and whether it's beneficial, whether it should be legal in the league, or whether they should test more and try to get completely rid of it. Antonio Cromartie came out this week, and he said that it doesn't really matter what they do because the NFL players are going to smoke weed anyway. If you know anything about former Charger Antonio Cromartie, you know he's kind of a dumbass and therefore not very good representative of what we want him to say. But they also interviewed Ryan Clark this week, running back for the Steelers, and he was a little bit more eloquent in what he said. He said that marijuana could be useful to NFL players as a substitute maybe for Vicodin or other like opiate-based painkillers that are more addictive and actually much more destructive than marijuana would ever be. On the flip side, former Redskins and Jaguars quarterback Mark Brunell came out and said that he thinks that there's no place in the league for marijuana, that it's harmful, that it leads to other drugs, and that the NFL should test more stringently and try to get rid of it altogether. Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll came out this week and also said that he thinks that they should definitely look into whether or not it is a viable painkiller, whether or not it could be useful to treat other things such as stress. We've had a couple of NFL players drop out this year over stress-related things. And it just so happens that both Super Bowl teams were from the states that just recently legalized. And then, you know, and then obviously they're going to ask Roger Goodell. And he came out and said that he doesn't see any changes happening anytime soon. But if there was research that indicated that maybe marijuana use could help with concussions or other things that are a problem in the league, that, you know, maybe they would have to take a look at it. But, you know, Roger Goodell he's paid $44 million a year by the owners of the NFL, so he's basically going to do whatever they tell him to do. So that's another thing that's going to be interesting, too, is if any of these major sports does make a move towards allowing marijuana use, then you're really going to find out just how many stoners there are, and if whether or not they're performing at a very high level would go a long way to dispel the stereotypes that, you know, oh, you can't, you, it slows you down or it makes you lazy, because these guys definitely are not lazy, that's for sure.
No. Well, we're certainly not lazy, right? We took forever to set all this stuff up and get here, so it was, you know, it's actually much more complicated than it seems.
If you guys could really see this, like right in this area.
You'll get, oh, let me see. Well, maybe we'll take a picture and then we'll put it on the Twitter Right, that way you guys can see the angle we got going here. Let me see. There's 1, 2, 3 cameras. Boom. And there's a picture of Clone Jones right next to me right here. What's up, dude?
What up, buddy?
And then a picture of Big Frog over here giving me the signs. Hey, this is how you flip it around. Here's a picture of me talking about taking a picture. There you go.
Selfie.
Selfies. We're going to try and have all this shit going right ahead of the time. That way we have a little bit more interaction with the audience. Because that's, like I said, a large chunk of what the show is. So today's show won't be as long. But we did have an interview. Got to interview Mr. Della Falk, right, Mr.
Clone Jones? Mr. Della Falk, yes.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Clone Jones here with Della Falk for the Functional Stoner podcast here in Balboa Park, San Diego. Doing a quick interview, just find out what's going on around town. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here. First question I had was, when did you become a marijuana activist?
I became a marijuana activist in around 2005, 2006, right after I broke my foot in a bicycle accident.
In your opinion, why has San Diego had such a struggle with medical marijuana?
Oh, geez, because we're a military city and we're a border city.
You know, I was going to save this question for later, but I think this plays right in. How much of a factor do you think money plays in this?
Money on keeping cannabis out of the city?
Yes.
A big factor, a very big factor. But I actually think more so it's people's bad opinions about cannabis. It's propaganda, it's misinformation.
Legalization, decriminalization, or rescheduling?
Rescheduling. Just remove it off the controlled substance list. It doesn't need to be there. But better yet, you know, you mentioned that. So have you ever heard of H.R. 1523?
What is that?
That's the Respect State Marijuana Laws Act of 2014. We have 23 co-sponsors currently. Duncan Hunter from El Cajon is one.
Nice.
H.R. 1523 amends the Controlled Substance Act. It takes it off and says you have to allow the states to do what the will of the voter says. And it's like one or two sentences. It's a great bill, and all we need is a bunch of co-sponsors and we can get this going. And you know, and rescheduling is the only answer, because legalization, okay, Colorado and Washington, are they really legal? I mean, if people are going to jail for a plant, it's not legal.
Right. Did they release anybody? That's
they
what
did not release
I'm
anybody.
I'm curious about that. Nobody got released.
Nobody. And they can tell you that there's people not in prison in Colorado. Dustin Costa is. They can tell you there's people that aren't in prison in Washington. There is. Poppy Sudhu is facing 30 years because she worked at a collective. I mean, and this is a state case, so it's not over. And these are in what we call legalized states, you know? And if they're putting regulations on something, is that legalized?
Not really.
If they can still make you go to jail for it, then it's not.
What can the average Joe do to help out?
Well, you know, speaking of which, like I said, you can go meet your congress member, Duncan Hunter, if you're in El Cajon or East County area. That's what an average Joe can go. They can go to city council, they can call their representatives, and they can speak out against what's going on and say what they want. You know, these people are elected officials. They are public servants. Mm-hmm. They are only there to serve us, the will of the people. And what we voted for Prop 215... 18 years ago, I was 19 years old, and it was in 1996, first time I ever voted.
Right.
And we still don't have safe access in San Diego.
Last question would be, what's your definition of a functional stoner?
Me?
Absolutely. Nobody, honestly, of all the people that I know, and I know a lot of people around San Diego that are involved, you've got more irons in the fire than anybody. And I respect that, and I thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You were very first guest. I was top of the list. I said, got to be Adela. No one like Adela.
What can you tell us about this young lady that this video didn't?
You know what? She's amazing. She's for as much as she does for the community here in San Diego, and not just here in San Diego, like literally across the country. She writes strangers in Ohio. She wrote a guy in Ohio. He's doing life for cultivating cannabis. She doesn't know this guy. Calls up, puts money on their books sometimes. I mean, that is selfless, if you ask me, you know.
Do you consider yourself an activist, Clone Jones?
I'm absolutely an activist, man. I mean, it's hard for me to... You know, it's hard for me to make it down to all the court dates and stuff like that. I do have a regular job, but I'm very outspoken.
What are some of the things that make you an activist, aside from, you know, because I know you're very informed, and then I see you on the face space, and you're always sharing all the information. That's why I was like, hey, man, somebody should really put this, you know, into a show that is worth, you know, checking out and enjoying.
Honestly, my answer would be, I mean, what makes someone not an activist? You know what a non-activist is? It's someone
right.
that just sits around and doesn't do anything about it. Even if it's something as small as, like clicking a share button.
Right.
You know, I only have like 600 people on my Facebook. It's not like I'm maxed out at 5,000, and I don't really know half of those people. But if one or two people actually see that, even one, and they're like, "Wow, really? That's really interesting. I had no idea that, you know, when George Bush jumped out of an airplane back in World War or whatever he was in, that hemp, you know, saved his life because that was his parachute was made
That's
out of hemp."
That's crazy that I did not know. I'm starting to love hemp and hemp more. I'm going to look for hemp stuff at Walmart or Target. No, I'm going to say, okay.
Demand hemp at your local Walmart.
Well, I guess then, because this is my version, me trying to put on the show is my version of being an activist, you know, trying to really,
absolutely.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility. And like I said, the only direction from here is up, doing everything better and really getting the point across, you know, and getting more entertaining and all that stuff. How much of a factor does money have to do with this? What is your take on it? What do you think? Because, you know, we didn't get your answer.
Money, what kind of a factor does money play in this? It plays a gigantic factor. I mean, she had one answer. My answer would be a whole nother one altogether. You have people that own collectives or cooperatives or dispensaries, and I hate to say it, but money is a major driving factor behind that force right there. I mean, I'm sure at least one or two of those guys out there are really doing it because they love the patients. But for me, I think they have dollar signs in their eyes. And then there's a lot of infighting that goes on because we're going to set the regulations for this. Well, I don't want your dispensary 600 feet from mine. We can't have this. Certain dispensaries fall right in that certain zone.
I had no idea it was like middle school up there. I mean,
it's crazy, dude.
Or like the San Diego comedian scene.
Yeah, they do. They fight like little Beverly Hills girls.
Little Beverly, that's what we is. Little San Diego.
We're talking millions of dollars, though, Benji. And that's for personal
gain.
That's true. We didn't even cover.
But we're talking about prisons, right, Big Frog? Like, you know a little bit about that. You always, you know, your stand-up has a lot to do with that.
Well, As I'm not sure if you know or not, but the prison system, for the most part, is privatized now. And it's like if you had a hotel, you want that hotel to be full. That's how you make your money.
Got to get those bookings.
And they want these prisons to be full. And if they're not, they're not going to get paid. And if marijuana was legalized, there would be a lot of people not going to jail. Maybe, I don't know if they would have to let anybody out, probably not, but definitely there wouldn't be as many people going in. And there are a lot of powerful lobbies. For example, the prison guard lobby is very large and very active, especially here in California, and they want to stop. They don't want marijuana legalized. They want to keep the prisons full, keep their overtime, keep their jobs, and all that sort of thing.
Just this week, Italy reversed their marijuana laws. I do believe the number was upwards of 10,000 people are getting out of jail this week and next week.
Is it because of the change of laws and the?
Yeah, they totally turned around and says, you know what? What are we doing? This is ridiculous. You can't be locking people up, you know, sometimes for life, for growing cannabis.
Okay, here's some fun facts that, you know, we managed to find from the internet. Some real basic non, in case you guys didn't know. You guys were just talking about it. Do you know that THC and the CBD, marijuana, primary cannabinoids, are both cancer killers? So that, in fact, is correct, right?
That is correct, yes. They just recently discovered that... cannabinoids, they don't actually eat away a cancer cell, uh-huh. but they force the cancer cell itself to commit like a suicide.
Oh,
yeah. People are curing themselves with like Rick Simpson oil and Phoenix Tear.
Rick's RSO,
yes.
RSO, yeah. I had a friend that was not knew how to make it, but you know it takes a lot, right? It takes a lot of.
It does take quite a bit to make.
Quite a bit to make.
A small amount.
A big rate, right? For a little bit of that, yeah. It's what I remember her always, you know, stressing about that, needing it. She had a rare brain tumor. But anyways, here's another one. Did you know that marijuana triggers neurogenesis, which in layman's terms it leads to brain cell growth? Did you know that one?
Actually, yeah. They're doing some studies right now finding out that people that smoke marijuana are less likely to get Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
man.
that almost reverses the stigma that, you know, all potheads forget stuff.
Yeah, maybe we just forget stuff that doesn't matter, perhaps, right? All right? It says also, did you know that suicide rates are lower in the areas where medical marijuana is available?
Imagine that.
Yeah, that's actually true. For me, that's what really led me to believe in it, because I used to be all strict with, this is the way life is, and you know this book tells me to do this. And then when I finally rebelled against it and I started trying stuff, it actually helped me deal with stuff better. It taught me patience. You know, it taught me to go into situations, you know, that was normally all fearful about, and it would impede me. I would be like, well, whatever. And then I got over stuff. So, yeah, that's a fact. And, you know, that's one reason why we do what we're doing right now. Here's there's two more, and it says, did you know that there are zero evidence? Yeah, we all know that. Zero evidence that marijuana causes significant lung cancer.
There is zero evidence.
Right?
Yes.
All right, do you have any evidence you want to bring up? Show me your lungs, motherfucker.
Even tobacco would really not be that dangerous if they didn't add a million chemicals to it, you know. And that's another thing that we're going to have to be concerned about too, is if there is like a full-on legalization, the tobacco companies are already planting. They're growing.
They have bought up a lot of land up in the Emerald Triangle, Humboldt.
Yeah, and so, you know, if they get their dirty little hands in it, you might be seeing all these chemicals added to marijuana also. So, you know, keep your sources.
Your source is clean, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Here it is. And obviously, in case you guys don't know, and the reason we bring up some of these, fun facts, is because you know we're trying to educate people that are normally not, you know, medical marijuana users, and their people might be curious, you know. So in case you guys didn't know, there are two types of strains, right? And it causes two different effects, which is.
Go ahead.
I'm
going to let you field this one because I'm actually going to chime in with number three.
Oh, awesome.
There are three different strains.
There you go. Well, maybe we got this in 2009. It's sativa. And the other is indica, and the middle one would be?
Well, you could have a hybrid in between the two, but the third one is ruderalis, which is an auto flower. Most cannabis, you need to flower it under 12 hours of light and then 12 hours of darkness to get the flowering to happen, but when you get way up into, like, say, Alaska and stuff like that, they have, like, you know, 18-hour days and stuff like that. The plant just decides.
What color? Right. What color does it come out? Does it affect? Because I know temperature affects color, right?
Some strains, yeah. The color is affected by temperature. Sometimes it's just a strain. It doesn't matter how cold or how warm it is. I'm turning purple.
Well, that isn't bad. Let's have the musical feature. The feature stoner every week, we're trying to highlight a local band that happens to be a functional entity, person, and or movement or whatever, right?
This week, I got to pick. And you know what? This show is pretty much about breaking stigmas and shattering stereotypes. And, of course, I'm pretty sure everybody's waiting for the typical SoCal, you know, white boy reggae band feature. And that ain't happening this week, man. This week I chose Ruins of Abaddon. They're pretty much a death metal band that they'll just kick your ass, you know. I'm a personal fan. I get it a lot. I get the beard, you know, the long hair. People are like, "Oh, do you see me on the Fish tour and stuff like that?" You know, you gonna be down at the Wave House, Brody? And I'm like, "Nah, you know what? I fucking hate that shit. I like heavy metal myself, and I just happen to know these guys, and it happened to be my pleasure to, you know, to be able to pick Ruins of Abaddon as this week's featured musical guest.
Cool, I want to check them out too. I like heavy metal too.
Oh, you're gonna love their song "Kill for Satan." I think we might play a little clip of that later.
And if you guys want to find more on Ruins of Abaddon, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Ruins of Abaddon.
Ruins of Abaddon, and you guys will see the links and everything there, or you can find them on thefunctionalstoner.com or the Facebook.
I got a funny little story. If we
might
be able to do this. I'm not sure.
Of course,
might make it to. So I met these guys, right? This is great. I met them at Applebee's, of all places, man. And yeah, I know. You know what? Satanists need appetizers. We're hanging out. I'm with my wife, and, you know, we're just having some spinach dip or something. And I hear these guys talking, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, dude, I really love, you know, the band Macabre." I don't really know if they talk like that, you know. I just, in my mind, they do. They sound like Nathan Explosion.
I'd like some extra sweet potatoes, please.
So I leaned back.
I can have some sugar for my water.
It was almost like the Grey Poupon commercial. I was like, "Pardon me, did you say Macabre?" And then I was like, "All right, I don't want to bother these guys because, you know, they're kind of scary looking, man." And I don't know, 5 minutes later, they were talking about something, some other band that I like. And I was just like, "You know what? Who are you guys? Because you guys are really cool, man." And yeah, that's my "I Met Ruins of Abaddon Satanists at Applebee's" story.
That's a true beginning. Is there a comic book that would be worth like a lot of money on eBay, you know?
It was
Clone and Ruins of Abaddon number one.
It was a friendship made in
Applebee's. That's perfect.
In East County, yeah.
Me
and Alan are really good friends now. And, you know, I know a lot of the guys in all the bands, local bands and stuff. But I love those guys.
Well, check them out. And don't forget to like their page and follow them on the Twitter space and then the Insta pictures and
Spotify's and whatever.
Spotify's and stuff.
These places here.
We forgot to ask you for your tip of the week, Mr. Clone. You know?
We're doing like a gardening tip of the week.
There you go.
The very number one tip that I can only pass on to people every time. I would say out of 90% of the problems that I see with people's gardens is overwatering. Don't overwater your plants. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, roots need oxygen as well, just like you and me. You gotta have oxygen, but you also have to have water. Be smart, you know. Take your finger, stick it in the pot. It sounds so stupid, but if it's like soaking wet and like mud in there, don't fucking water your plants, man. Just wait like 4 or 5 days. I'll let you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
For more tips, growing and or other stuff, go to the page, functionalstoner.com, click on Clone Jones's face or link or whatever we're going to have there. His favorite bag of Cheetos, I don't know, what do you want to have? Your favorite pot plant shape, your favorite, I don't know, vitamin, your favorite, what is it, what else do you add to your plants, your favorite type of dirt?
Oh, me, you don't want to get me started talking about growing weed.
We will, and we shall, so check back next week. But before we go, we want to say thank you to Adela Falk, we want to say thank you to Ruins of Abaddon for their clip. We want to thank the staff. We want to thank Clone Jones' family for putting up with this.
No problem.
I want to thank Big Frog and his girl for coming down. But I think, do you have any upcoming dates or anything where you're going to be on, Big Frog?
Yeah, I'm at the Madhouse on Tuesday the 25th. That's going to be a great show with Zhivago and Benji Martin. Martin Rizzo. It's going to be a great show at Horton Plaza, so come and check us out.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what I'm going to be with. Is that next week already? Is that next Tuesday? But yeah, there you go. That's, you know, you can find me at my website, bangerservice.com, at L_Benji Garcia. Next week on the show, have we picked a feature yet? Hasn't answered our calls yet.
You know what? I'm working on a couple things. I got a little surprise or two up my sleeve.
Me too, actually. In fact, having everything working. Big Frog?
Next week I'll be discussing the UFC. Again, they've banned another fighter for marijuana use. And even though, it's not performance enhancing, it's not cheating, it's just, you know, some of these guys that train hard, they like to get high afterwards or, you know. So I'll be discussing that and possible rule changes or suspension changes next week in the UFC.
You know what they should ban over there? Those dramatic weight cuts. That is, wow.
Okay, thank you guys for tuning in. I have been Benji Garcia Reyes.
Big Frog.
And this is Clone Jones signing off. Now smoke weed.